in my day.
And if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what might you put in her nest to fool her?
For hens to lay, according to the size of the nests. According to the size, that's what she asked me.
Well, yeah, she want to know what you put in the nest to make the hen lay you. Sometimes you call them nest eggs.
I thought you were talking about, you can put a doorknob or a broken stone plate in them days. You know, back in them days, you break your plates or your saucers, you know. But you get a piece of that and put in the hen nest. But first you put you some grass in there, a shaving off of. Of some kind of shaving you have. You put that in the nest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get something just like that, this top here.
Mm-hmm.
Of that and put in the nest while the hen will lay it.
Mm-hmm.
Until you get enough egg, and then the next day you have enough eggs to put in them nests, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get them out while they're fresh. If you want to leave a nest egg, you can leave a nest egg. But you don't use that nest egg no more.
Mm-hmm.
Every fresh egg lay there every day, you get it out. But the old nest egg lay in there as long as you want to stay in there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it stay in there so long that it hit a bush, you know, it done got ruined. Why you just throw it out? But well, your hens done start to lay in there. But you let this old nest egg stay in there if you want to. Pick it out.
Say if you had a real good set of dishes. A real nice set, they'd probably be made out of, nowadays, they'd be made out of
China.
A nice set of dishes.
Mm-hmm.
They'd call it China.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see an egg made out of that?
Egg? Yeah, I've seen. You mean, ever seen an egg? They call it a China egg.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you call it, back in my day, and your father and mother, they called dolls China doll.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they made that out of China, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have no hair on the head, it's bald head, you know. That's called a China doll. Well, then after that, they started making China eggs for, I would say, for toys, you know, for children, play. You just could say, I got me a China egg. I got a China egg. Talking to your other friend. Mama, is this a China egg? Or Papa, is this a China? Something you'd come in the vault, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd tell you that's a China egg.
Mm-hmm. What did you used to carry water in?
You carry water. You took water in buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Then sometime, we're back in them days, they had the jugs. You used to buy whiskey, you know, in jugs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd use them jugs back in them days where they took water in, going to field, or going to spit rail, or going to out to make you some, spit you some punches. You'd carry some water in that teal, which you'd call a jug.
How would you close the jug up?
Well, you'd close it up with a stopper.
What'd that be made out of?
Well, the popular way would be a cork stopper.
Mm-hmm.
But if you didn't have it always wasn't available for
the
majority of the people to have a cork stopper. Well, you got you some a cob went out to your lot and got your cob and trimmed it off. That knife. Sometimes you'd burn it all so that fur would come off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you feel like your wife, you'd ask your wife,